Trade Promotion Authority finally moves through. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Mattis.
We have a healthy and vibrant economy in this state, much of it due to trade. So we should want a good, solid trade process, which is what TPA is.
Tennessee 7th District Congressman Marsha Blackburn was one of seven Tennessee House members to vote for Trade Promotion Authority.
Trade Promotion Authority, I think it's important to realize this does not give any new powers to the president. Constitutionally, he has the powers that are repeated in the Trade Promotion Authority. What this does is establish 150 negotiated objectives for any forthcoming trade agreement.
Well, for more than 30 years, Congress has passed TPA laws to guide both Democratic and Republican administrations in pursuing trade agreements that support U.S. jobs, that eliminate barriers in foreign markets, and establish rules to stop unfair trade. And Representative Blackburn knows how valuable trade has been for the country, but in particular to Tennessee.
Trade now is 11% of Tennessee's GDP, 11%. You have just over 829,000 jobs. One in every five jobs is a direct result of trade in our state. And when you look at the exports that are in automobiles, aftermarket auto parts, medical devices, and agriculture, the numbers are significant.
In agriculture, the U.S. is leading the world in exports with record sales of $152 billion last year. In Tennessee, it's estimated ag exports reached $1.9 billion in 2013 while supporting over 14,000 jobs both on and off the farm. Other Tennessee congressional members supporting TPA, Phil Rowe, Chuck Fleischman, Scott Desjarlais, Jim Cooper, Diane Black, and Stephen Fincher. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Mattis.